Today is the first day of El Día de los Muertos, a Mexican holiday honoring the dead and celebrating their souls' yearly visit to Earth. Though it's called the Day of the Dead, the holiday actually lasts 2 days. The first day honors children, and the second day is for adults. On Monday, members of WMU's Division of Multicultural Affairs and Department of Spanish were busy setting up an altar at Waldo Library, honoring Oscar Hijuelos, a Cuban-American novelist who recently passed away. Most altars honor a deceased relative, with pictures of them and samples of their favorite foods. Mike Ramirez is the Assistant Director of Multicultural Affairs and also hosts WMUK's show Alma Latina. He says there are a few other things you'll see on almost every altar. Incense to lure the soul to the altar, a cross of salt to purify the soul, candles.
The lights guide the soul of the spirit.
And a glass of water to refresh the soul after its long journey. The Department of Spanish also made a floor mural of the Aztec god of rain, made of beans, corn, and chilies. Ramirez says El Día de los Muertos gets its roots from the Aztecs, as well as Catholic Europeans.
There was a holiday prior to the Spanish coming to America that they had a similar type of thing where they celebrated their big festival with mask and dance, and that's where all these masks come from. And they had this holiday, the Spanish came in, and it was coincide with All Saints Day. So that's how the Dia de los Muertos, at least in Mexico, came about.
Though many Mexicans might clean relatives' grave sites or make sugar skulls and Day of the Dead bread to celebrate, celebrations are different depending on where you live in Mexico. Leticia Espinoza and Carlos Bautista Monroy are graduate assistants at the Department of Spanish. Both of them grew up in Mexico. Monroy says in the city of Oaxaca, in the south, the streets are lined with decorations, and everyone comes out to party.
So in these days, most people are already making plans like, do you want to go to the cemetery? And we have a new cemetery. So do you want to go to the general cemetery or do you want to go to the cemetery in Jojo? Because they have parties at night with music, pan de muerto, which is a typical bread, and hot chocolate. And then it's like a social gathering.
Espinoza grew up in Ciudad Juarez near the New Mexico border. She says there it was more of a school thing.
And what we did is that we would write comical poems regarding somebody's death. And they're called calaveras or calaveritas, which is skull. That's what it means, or little skulls. And we will give it to a friend, or we would give it to our teacher, and then they would post it, and then we would do an altar, a small altar at the school. So then my whole family comes from the south part of Jalisco. When we moved back, then it became something very personal.
Espinoza made two altars this year, one for her uncle and one for her brother. Monroy says his grandmother makes an altar for his grandfather every year.
She talks to the altar like if she was talking to my grandfather, like if he were there, like saying, and do you remember when they did, when you told me this and when you did that?
To some, the Day of the Dead might sound a little creepy. But Espinoza says when you think of death as less of an end, it's easier to understand.
Death is a natural part of life. Not that we're not scared of it. Not that we despise it, or that we don't acknowledge it, or that we do not get hurt by it. We're not remembering that they died. We're celebrating that they keep on going.
Mike Ramirez says El Día de los Muertos is here to stay in the U.S.
Every major library in the United States now has some form of celebrations for the Day of the Dead. Every major museum in the United States has that now. And I attribute it to basically the size, the change of demographics. The Mexican community living in the United States had brought all their customs and just to the United States.
You can see the altar and other Dia de los Muertos decorations on the third floor of Waldo Library at WMU until 5 p.m. today.